This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata. Seltzer, can I call it a football Friday? They are back. Is it?
Let's do it. Why not?
50% football Friday.
Kind of football Friday.
Hey, they're in their training camp.
Football-ish Friday?
Football-ish Friday. So they've had a couple practices, which is a beautiful thing for the Birds and for us as fans. Look, we'll do a lot on the Eagles today, expectations for the season. We'll do a lot on the trade deadline, expectations for that, which is now in 6 days. Phil's in the Yankees in a few hours, tonight, obviously. The me and Jack thing is heating up as we get closer to tennis on Tuesday. We got a lot to do. Should be a fun show with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, John. You're always full of such energy in the morning. Good morning.
Tennis was originally played.
It's like a car started in the cold. I mean, get going. Hello.
Tennis was originally played with bare hands.
Wow.
The precursor to modern tennis was called jeu de paume, which means game of the palm.
Well, and Fritz probably would have been better at that than me, if you catch my drift.
This sport originated in 12th century France.
You see what I'm doing?
I didn't want to catch it. I wish I had not caught your drift on that one.
No, that's Fritz's. That's up his alley.
It was popular among monks, so maybe.
That makes sense. That jives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool fact. Well, I'm looking forward to tennis on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the Phils and Yanks, which is always, you get that little extra burst. You know, Phillies at Yankees, Phillies at Red Sox. It's always kind of cool. So, Phils, Yanks, we'll get to that as we move through the show. Let's start Birds. They've had a couple of practices. By the way, we'll have Elliott Shure Parks on the show in about 2 hours to give us the training camp report so far, what he has noticed. We'll get into what we have noticed being there. But let's start overarching, as this season obviously has huge, high, big expectations. And, you know, I want to go back to a poll question and result we had a few days ago, because we put the following poll out a couple days ago. And the question was, have you ever felt, this is right before camp started, have you ever felt this confident about the Eagles heading into training camp? And 56% of people said no, they have never felt this confident, meaning this is the most confident they've ever been. Right now, this team, you know, July, about to turn to August, about to turn to September in a season, is the most confident 56% of Eagles fans have ever felt. And on many levels, it makes sense. They just won the Super Bowl, and they did so in a form and fashion they had never done before. They blew out a great team, the Kansas City Chiefs. So I get it. 44% of people said they have been more confident before or this confident. So to be clear, equal confident or more confident in the past. I'm in that group. Now, let me be clear. It's close. This is a great football team. I believe that. But I will tell you, there are elements of this football team that give me some cause for pause. And the team that I was most confident in my lifetime, in the July about to turn to August phase, would be the 04 Eagles. And I'm curious how this resonates with people, because, you know, there's five or six teams you can consider. There's the teams that, you know, generally we think about the teams that came off a championship or near it. 81 Eagles after 80. 03 Eagles after 02, 04 Eagles after 03, 05 Eagles after 04, 18 Eagles after 17. were, you know, 23. I mean, they had just lost the Super Bowl in 22. We all thought they should have won and were the best team. So there have been, you know, six or seven times in the past where it's of a similar ilk. I'll tell you this, John, the reason why I lean toward at this stage in 04 over this one, I knew for sure that was a complete team, meaning offense, defense, special teams. I thought they were 3-for-3 going in, and I thought the year proved they were 3-for-3. Now, they didn't win the title. Gave us a hell of a ride for 5 months. Didn't win the title. Lost to what I thought maybe the best Patriot team other than 07. Ironically, that team didn't win. But here's my point. Offense, defense, special teams, that team checked it. This team, I do think, checks offense, but I can't say in a prolific way unless Jalen gets a little better in the passing game. Defense was exceptional last year, but they've lost a lot. Special teams, I don't know. Jake Elliott was a concern last year. Didn't really matter. They plowed through it. John, are you more confident with this squad, past squads? And, again, this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. It's a way to – because, look, we all know we're pretty darn confident. But is it the most confident you've ever been? Let us know, John. What do you say?
I'm really first of all, I'm really tired of hearing Jalen needs to get a little bit better. Jalen needs to get more consistent.
Well, they weren't an A-plus offense.
At the end of the year, that no one in the world could beat them.
They were an A-plus offense. They weren't an A-plus offense, passing offense, in your opinion. They were an A-plus offense.
They were not an A-plus offense.
This offense with consistency in the passing game is an all-time, all-time. And I'm disgusted by the fact that
you can be disgusted by anything you want. John, you called yesterday on the air on WIP, you referred to Jalen Hurts' season last year as, quote, uneven.
It was your word yesterday.
Okay, so let's not act like the whole season.
They had one of the best rushing attacks of all time.
I understand that.
Hold up. In the two most important games of the season, they scored more points than any team has ever scored in those two games.
I understand that, but there were also like 17 or 18 other games. I mean, I'm talking about a whole season.
But
and
he
John
commandeered
it
an offense that was as prolific as any I've ever seen. That is,
you think they're better than the greatest show on turf? You think they're better than Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and Isaac Gruden? Well, they weren't.
I played against those guys.
They won last year because their defense was number one.
Joe, I was.
Their offense wasn't.
I played against that offense. I watched from the sideline. I did the same things that they did in that offense. I'm telling you. That offense last year was the most dominant thing anyone's ever seen.
That's not accurate. The reason they had the top defense
was because of that running game.
You guys are in such a revisionist world. Listen, James, was their defense.
They ran for 2,000 yards and took the last game off, dude.
James Seltzer wasn't
an all-time great running game?
Hold up, real quick.
Yes. You answer my question first. Was it an all-time great running game?
Yes.
Right. What do you want to do most on offense if you can do it? If you can just run the ball down teams' throats? Isn't that the point of football? Like, if you can just run it and win it?
James Seltzer,
question for you.
Question for you, James. Because here's the deal. Now we're getting a whole different area than I thought we'd get into. But the revisionist history and people not keeping it real is stunning. James, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Just give me an answer. Which unit was better last year, the offense or defense?
Probably the defense. But again, I think they were a lot closer.
You're embarrassing Temple by saying probably. Of course the defense was better. They were one of the great defenses of all time. Of course, keep it real,
man. I think because of how good the defense was, you are not acknowledging how great the offense was, too.
We had a 2,000 yard rusher.
Of all time, dude.
And you don't think that offense
of all time.
You don't think that offense was one of the most prolific of all time?
No.
We had a 2,000 yard rusher, Joe.
No.
It's because they didn't need to be, Joe. They ran it down teams' throats.
Okay,
I'm dead serious. I'm serious about this.
James,
when
they put up 55 points in the NFC Championship game.
No, I think you're acting foolish. I think this is nonsensical what you're talking about. They put up 40 in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know what you're talking
about. James, there were all the other games they slogged through.
But, Joe.
They scored the most points.
What are you talking about? I'm aware of that.
Like, it's on the ring. They had the 145?
In the games that mattered most. Have you ever heard of building up?
James, you know how embarrassing it is that you think the defense was probably better than the offense?
But I think you
are should go talk to Spike and Jack with that opinion.
Look, there's four people on this show, and there's one person talking the way you're talking, and three people talking the way we're talking.
James Seltzer, have you ever been more confident entering a season than this one?
I don't think so. Because it's tough. In 04, I was super confident. It's right. Clearly between this year and 04. I was confident in 18, but not in the same way I am this year.
Carson thing was weird. The Carson you didn't thing know was when weird.
I thought they would rally around him coming back. That was my hope. But it's not the same thing as just looking at these two rosters and how stacked they are. I think it's this year, though, because in 04, no matter how much that I had confidence they would get to the Super Bowl in 04. I didn't have confidence they would win it. Obviously, I'd never seen them win it, but to your point,
well, we hadn't even seen them get there.
That Patriots team was a juggernaut team, and they had already won two. Like, they were coming in, so, like, I didn't go into that year thinking, we're going to win the Super Bowl. I came into that year thinking, we're going to get to the Super Bowl. This year, because I just saw them do it, and I know how great this roster is and this team is, I come in thinking they're going to win the Super Bowl. So I do think it's this year.
Back in 2003, when I arrived here in March in Philadelphia, I was, or April, I think, beginning of the offseason, because I just signed as an unrestricted free agent.
Sure.
The moment I arrived, I was floored by the fact that everyone was saying Super Bowl. Everyone was saying, I walk into Wawa, everyone's yelling Super Bowl. I walk in, I sit down at a table at a restaurant and everyone is yelling Super Bowl, but it wasn't, you guys are going to go win the whole thing. I know this is the year you guys will get there. Yeah. I know this is, and I'm thinking, man, I just played in the Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders. I'm not as confident as everyone else seems to be that my new Eagles team is going to get there.
Because you knew how hard it was, right?
Because I did. Yeah. I had just been through that. Yeah. And the year before I went to the Super Bowl, we had the Tuck Rule game.
Right.
And the year before that, Tony Siragusa broke Rich Gannon's collarbone in the end zone in the second quarter of the AFC Championship game. So that team got completely discounted as well. That team should have been a Super Bowl champion, in my mind. And the team that got completely robbed with the Tuck Rule should have been a Super Bowl champion, in my mind. The 1 year we went as an Oakland Raider, we're playing against my old coach, the guy who knows exactly what the language of the offense is.
No, I get it. So it's hard. Look.
So it's next to, yes, the circumstance comes into play here is almost impossible to predict. It's crazy to think
about. I'll tell you this, Sean. I actually think a large part of what you're saying there is part of why I lean at this stage back in the summer of 04 with that team than this team, because knowing how hard it can be to get there or win, and that the Eagles just did, like, what are the chances they do it again? Now, they could. I'm not saying they can't.
I think they're great.
But,
I think the chances are great. And I think, again, back then in 03, we're all cheering the chances of getting there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Times have changed. We now cheer the chances of dominating the league. We cheer the chances of what we did last year, which was we took over the world of football in the postseason. Like, it was a laugher. It was not even close. I do not expect it to look that way again.
No, I don't either.
But yeah. I do expect that this team, this organization, they have everything it takes, and they are planning
to do that again.
They're not just get there, but win it again.
They're in a great spot. There is no question about that. Well, look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494, have you ever felt this confident? I'll tell you, when you brought in and out to Philadelphia Sports, I might say like the 09 Phillies. I'm just going a little further in a little different direction. I'd say I was more confident in the 09 Phillies than this crew, maybe in part because football injuries are tough. But look, 04 was great. 05, I felt pretty good going in until the T.O. stuff. This one, you feel great going in. I mean, there's a lot to it. Where do you stand on it? 215-592-9494. Just off and rolling. By the way, Spike, Ike, and Jack, they continue to yap their holes.
More? There was more?
Oh, James. I mean, it's at least you and I are aligned on that, James. I love you, buddy. By the way, reaction on what do you guys make of James saying they were an A-plus offense last year? Is he
actually
right?
Rich? He said that. I just think I think you're underrating what a great offense they were. I think you're underrating it.
What do you guys make of it all? It's going to be a fun show. We'll talk about the Hulkster. We got a lot to do today from Borgata on 94 WIP. Well, the expectations are huge. You know, whether you line it up as first in your life or second or third or fourth, it's up there. And that's an exciting spot, obviously, to be as an Eagles fan. Devin, you're a little younger than us, so you don't go as far back with the memory of all these seasons. But and, of course, I don't go back to the 60s.
I remember all the NFC Championship games from the early 2000s.
Is this the one you feel the most confident in late July?
No. No, I felt more confident in 23. So coming off of the Super Bowl loss.
All right, play that one out so everyone can remember that. That was 2 years ago. So why more that year than this one?
Because they played so well for the most part in the Super Bowl, in the 2022 Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts had such an incredible year. I really just thought that, I think we all thought that they were, you know, just going to get back at it and make up for the way things ended out in Arizona against Kansas City the first time around. Obviously, that didn't happen. It looked like it might happen again.
Yeah, 10-1.
And then everything, you know, fell apart, especially when you look at the 2022 season. Like, they had it was the Phillies going to the World Series on their incredible run, and the Eagles hadn't lost. Their first loss didn't come till I think it was like November against the Commanders. So, you know, confidence was certainly riding high, and I think that actually plays into like what Lane Johnson said, what these guys have said. Like, we were distracted, we were swinging for the fences, we were playing hero ball, because I think they put those expectations on themselves.
Yeah,
and that was part of their downfall.
It's a very interesting answer. I would break it up this way. Hearing you talk, it's kind of triggering my mind. This is my opinion. I would say the 22 Eagles were a better regular season team than the 24 Eagles.
They were.
I would say we all know the 24 Eagles were a better postseason team than the 22 Eagles.
Yes.
The
2022 Eagles regular season.
Oh, I thought that was a better regular season team.
We were debating, should they go undefeated or not? Like, is it bad for them to not lose a game?
I'll give you another step in this process of discussion. I also thought, I don't want to say like almost no way they could lose to the Chiefs in 22, but I had going into the game, I had the 22 Eagles as a tremendous favorite against the Chiefs.
Yes.
This past year, a couple months ago, I did not.
But you know how
for what it's worth,
big a deal it is that the players recognize what went wrong in those situations.
Yeah.
When we talked to Lane Johnson earlier this week, he told us the difference between this year and those, you know, and the last, you know, few go rounds is they were distracted. He was distracted.
Well, this one hasn't started to be fair. Like, he's saying, let's hope. I mean, it's kind of just starting now. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I hear you. He identified what happened 2 years ago, but let's not act like they're out of the woods. Like, we don't know what the next 5 months will be.
I'm telling you, I think it's such a big step in the process, such a big part of overcoming this, that you have identified it so far in advance.
Good. It's good.
And,
yeah.
And they are just very self-aware in this process, more so than I can ever remember seeing in an NFL team.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get a lot of calls in here. Where do you stand on the confidence level, which is high? I mean, it should be for everyone. But is it as high or higher than it's ever been for you as an Eagles fan? Let's kick it off with Matthew giving us a shout this morning as we broadcast from Borgata. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, pal.
I would say I am very confident for the Eagles this year. I was actually kind of surprised how you just said you were more confident for the Eagles going into 22 Super Bowl than last year.
I was.
I kind of felt like I was a little bit of the opposite because in 22, I thought if we played the Chiefs versus the Bengals, it was kind of the NFL would get involved with the Chiefs. And, you know, we kind of saw what happened. And then last year, when the NFC Championship game was over, I turned to my wife and I said, man, I hope the Chiefs win because I want to beat them so bad. Hmm. And we saw what happened, so that was...
Well, I'll say this. I did not think going into last year's Super Bowl that the Chiefs were as good last year as I thought they were two or the prior year. But,
but
Mahomes, it felt like, had some Jordan Gretzky magic thing.
Yeah.
You know, and you just didn't know. Because let's be real. For all the talk about how the Eagles' defense collapsed in the fourth quarter in the 22 Super Bowl, which is true, Patrick Mahomes made them collapse. And I was afraid going into the Super Bowl a couple months ago that he could do that again. And it's a big mark against his resume that he lost in such unbelievable fashion. I mean, Brady and Montana, so Montana never lost Super Bowl. Brady never got walloped. The three times Brady lost in the Super Bowl is close. Two against the Giants, one against the Eagles. Mahomes, the game was, it was absurd what happened a couple months ago.
Even when you include the extra points the Chiefs scored, if you still add up the three losses that Brady had, it's still less points than just the one Mahomes lost.
Way less.
Well, not way less. It ended up being 18 points versus like 14 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, and when he only had, 700 yards in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, 500 something, yeah. Yeah.
One more thing. I don't know if you guys have seen anything from training camp yet this year, but have you guys seen anything about Ty Robinson? Because I don't know. Like, when I saw that we drafted him, I kind of thought he could be something good with Jalen Carter.
Well, Vic Fangio referenced him yesterday in the press conference. Matthew, good call. I mean, John Vic referenced him as far as, you know, he's in there as a guy to obviously replace Milton Williams and the others, and he'll be a rotational guy.
He's behind Moro Ojomo right now.
Yeah.
Rotating in there. He's exciting. You know, I haven't had a chance to watch much with the young guys. I haven't seen much of him. I will keep an eye on that spot, especially when we get back there next week. I think Monday and Tuesday
Correct.
We'll be out there.
He's my pick for, I don't want to say like the best rookie of the season because I have high hopes for Jahad Campbell, but for someone who like we haven't really talked a lot about him, and I could see him being, you know, sneaky, really impactful.
Yeah,
to this
why
season.
I could see him
because
being
he's really
field,
fast, he's really athletic.
And we need
he can
bodies.
Also he they put him in at fullback for like 8 plays, and he scored on 7 of them at Nebraska. And also just, I think his personality and energy is perfect for Philadelphia.
Look, he's going to get a shot big time because they, you know, they lost a lot of guys up front. And look, Jalen Carter obviously plays almost every snap. It'll be interesting to see if that standard continues. But it's a position typically you're playing at least 3, if not 4 guys with frequency. So, yeah, I would expect him to get, you know, 30, 35, 40% of the snaps this year.
With that point that Jalen Carter plays almost every snap.
Yeah.
I wonder how this is managed, this camp by Jalen Carter, you know, by this team, by the athletic trainers, by the team medical staff. He is not practicing. I don't know, you know, is this already, you know, rep control? We're just resting our best players because they don't really need the reps at this point.
The two guys that get unusually leaned on the most, like, the quarterback plays every play, that's the way it goes. Two guys that get unusually leaned on the most are
Jalen Carter is one of them. The new age of, hey, we're gonna let our best players
I don't think that they would do that.
Possible.
I don't know.
I mean, I'll say this, I had never seen in modern times, I don't know what it
he's
was.
He's not practicing.
30 years
I was
ago,
watching him, you know, walk
I've never seen
around
anyone play
out
more
there
than he
yesterday.
Did last year.
No, I've never seen anyone play more than he did last year, but he's out there
at
practice, walking around, like out at practice, but not practicing.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's what they're going to do now because he really is that good.
Yeah.
He really doesn't necessarily need all the reps other guys would.
All right, coming up, we pay some tribute to Hulk Hogan, the third notable celebrity death this weekend, or this week. Excuse me, James? Oh, James was telling Johnny's got a. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, James.
The Hulkster. I was trying inside baseball. I tried and wait for a little, and I thought you were done talking. I jumped in. You weren't. It was my bad.
My fault, buddy. Hulkster passing away. That was sad to see. We'll talk about that. Also, something that was said by Dallas Goedert about being back with the Birds after we didn't know if he would be. And Spike Eichen and Jack continuing to run their yap. What they said. You'll hear it all. And by the way, your chance to win a really full pack of tickets to see an Eagles practice. Hal, we'll tell you next. From Borgata on 94 WIP.
Just when I thought Wild Fork Foods couldn't make my life any easier in preparing the best restaurant quality meals at home, they've outdone themselves again. I'm telling you, I'm loving Wild Fork Foods' new Easy Kebabs. These restaurant-grade kebabs are available in an assortment of meat and seasoning selections like the Beef Steakhouse, Cajun Chicken, and Lamb Lemon and Garlic. They're already perfectly marinated and ready for the grill. You've also got to try their peri-peri seasoned bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs. Their peri-peri rub adds a layer of spice to these juicy, antibiotic-free chicken thighs for an easy and delicious weekend entree. And at just about $2.98 per pound, Wild Fork helps keep your dinners simple, delicious, and affordable. Visit one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia retail locations today and try their irresistible kebabs, their peri-peri chicken, or one of their other pre-marinated meat choices today. Or shop Wild Fork online for same-day delivery. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
Well, the Hulkster passed away, and it is the third this week that is notable. John, for you and me, and James, you to an extent, I mean, you want to talk about 80 childhood, man, because he was at the top of the – when was it, John? Would you say like mid-80s, top of the top?
87.
I'd say 86, 87. I had the giant, you know, 11-inch tall wrestler, you know, the one that – was Hulk Hogan, you know, perched atop my desk in middle school. I think that was 86, 87. Every so often it would be Saturday night's main event that would come on national TV on Saturday night in place of Saturday Night Live, which was a huge deal. So you could get these, it was like, almost like pay-per-view before pay-per-view, that quality of match between, you know, top flight guys.
Sure.
It wasn't a star and a heel.
it was a star and a star against one another, and it was on NBC. So,
dude,
that
it was a
cool.
big deal. I mean, listen, I have faded away from wrestling over the last 30 years, big time.
No, you're right.
Big
and,
time.
And I've
but
lost
when
touch
Hulk was
with
the
it,
guy, man.
But he was everything, and he was the world champion.
My God.
And it was him. It was Andre the Giant.
Totally.
It was Junkyard Dog. And it was, you know, they're against Nikolai Volkov and the powers of, like, evil in the world.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Iron Sheik.
Yeah, sure. Iron Sheik. Yeah, the powers of evil around the world. And Hulk Hogan was like the representation of America and
incredible.
Goodness and fighting.
Brutus Beefcake would get in there.
Yeah.
It was all right, so I want to play some audio. We actually, John, you're going.
Remember when he went rogue, when he went bad, and
I didn't
he painted
like
his beard all black, and all of a sudden it was like, wait a second, who is this guy?
Yeah, I try to. I don't
want to block that out.
That
I do
didn't
block
happen,
it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible. Hulk to me will always be the guy from the 80s. And I was a Hulkamaniac. And, John, we have some
Everyone
audio.
Everyone was.
Yeah, we do.
But we all met him before all that as Thunderlips in Rocky III.
That's true, too. Yeah.
You know, like, he was, man, I was amazed by his presence in that movie.
No question.
And I was afraid of him. I thought, oh, my gosh, Rocky, don't go near him. Don't go near him. And then all of a sudden when he turned kind.
At the very
when
end.
He turned, yeah.
Yeah.
That really meant something to
so
me as a little kid.
Hulk's a big one. And, John, we have a lot of audio of Hulk to play for you today because we pulled some audio. It'll entertain the folks. Let's listen to one of the many things we pulled. Audio of Hulk from back in the day.
The Hulkster is the greatest WWF champion there ever was and there ever will be. And after WrestleMania 6, I'm going to prove that to all those warriors that still believe in you. What you going to do when the largest arms in the world and the power of Hulkamania destroy you?
So good. All right, so condolences to Hulk. And of course, this follows a week where Ozzy died and Malcolm Jamal Warner died, who I'll always call Theo. But, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner seemed like a great guy. So we have a Twitter poll question of the day that actually speaks to the passing of these three. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevrolet.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question. Curious, which celebrity death, and there have been three notable ones today from completely different sectors of American society, which celebrity death hit you the hardest this week? Which one hit you the hardest? We've put them in order of how they died. A, Malcolm Jamal Warner. B, Ozzy Osbourne. C, Hulk Hogan. So for me, it was Malcolm Jamal Warner. Maybe in part because he was the youngest.
Me too, Joe. And because we knew him as a kid. We knew him as a kid. We were kids, and he was a kid. And also, like, he never really looked, like, old, you know? Like,
no, he never looked old.
He just always looked like
and
Malcolm
the way
Jamal
he died,
Warner.
James.
And the way he died, and so unexpected. Like, you know, at least with Hulk and Ozzy, and again, they're all hit hard. But, like, at least they were older. They were heading towards that. Still too young in the 70s. But, you know, 54, man, and out of nowhere. That one hit me the hardest.
John, are you Ozzy because you met him?
Probably.
It's a tough poll question, isn't it? It's an interesting.
Yeah.
They could all be in the 30 percentile range. I mean, they're all going to get a lot of votes on our poll here.
I was really surprised by the Hulk Hogan thing, you know, because he just seemed so big and strong and larger than life in every way. Like, it just seemed like he would be immortal.
Sometimes those guys, though, you know.
Well, they've gotten big and strong in ways
for a reason. Yeah, exactly.
The opposite of immortal, which is sad. And I don't know if that's part of it. But
too big and too strong, you might say.
I mean, look how Andre the Giant didn't live long at all.
Yes. A lot of those guys. I mean, there's so many of them that, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, we're curious.
Stuff. No, it's definitely Ozzy.
You
know, because he was such a warm guy. And I thought. He was having some health problems, but, you know, he just performed live very recently.
That's
like,
right.
I like was under the impression.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it was. Really
I was under
sick.
The impression that he was bouncing back, and so that was really hard.
Well, we, you know, condolences to all the Hulkamaniacs out there. I was certainly a big fan for sure. 215-592-9494. By the way, moving from, you know, sort of the theater of absurd. With the Hulk thing to a little bit more home base here. So, Devin, it was only a few weeks back we were here at Borgata doing a show, and a listener came up to us And we found out recently, you found out directly that someone that we knew that was a listener to WIP passed away recently.
Yeah, so Dan came in. He didn't just stop by. Like, he stayed for basically the entire show here at Borgata. Him and his dog, Zin, who was so adorable. And yes, I got an email that he sadly passed away shortly thereafter. And he was a massive, massive WIP fan, but especially a morning show fan.
Yeah, so. Condolences to Dan's family. He was a nice guy. John, I don't remember if you were here that week or not. Obviously, there's been some vacation in the summer, but it wasn't. I mean, Devin, it was probably a month and a half ago.
It was very, I would say maybe even less. It was like right before 4th of July-ish, end of June. John, I feel like he had a dog. Remember the Labrador? The yellow lab.
I feel like I would have remembered that. Like, I wish I would have met.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was Joey. It might have been Jody Mack.
Yeah, it might have been Jody Mack. Well, anyway, condolences to Dan's family. We certainly send our very, very best to the family. All right, let's go to the phones. How you can win tickets to an Eagles practice. We'll get to that shortly. We got a lot to say on the Spike, Ike, and Jack stuff, me versus Jack. Let's go to OG Jason right now. Jason, good morning, pal.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good. I told James I want to talk about the Eagles, but I do want to touch on Hulk Hogan. But first, my Eagles point. I'm confident about the Eagles. This team is, there's no question of what we're going to get out of this team in my heart. You know, in previous years, it's, are they going to be better? Or are they going to be worse? No, I think they're going to be the same, which is Super Bowl caliber team. Whether or not they win, I don't know, but they are a Super Bowl caliber team.
Well, they've been that the last 3 years. Now, they were 2 years ago until they weren't. So that one, you kind of have to break up almost in two parts of the year. But for the last 3 years, they have looked like that for good portions of the seasons. Seasons.
Absolutely. Now, I want to touch on Hulk. So I donated my kidney to a guy named Bill in 2014. His first wife was the cousin of Pretty Boy Larry Sharp. And Larry Sharp owned the first publicly accessible professional wrestling school, which is now in Paulsboro, the world-famous Monster Factory. So Bill was 25 back in June of 84. And invited Larry to his birthday party. Well, Larry happened to be at a show in Philadelphia with Hulk Hogan. Brought Hulk Hogan from Philadelphia and a few of his friends to Bill's house in South Jersey.
What did he say about Hulk?
He said it was weird seeing him tip his head to the right to walk through the door. And he said Hulk was so appreciative of nobody bothering him, just dudes being dudes, that they ended up hanging out like at least a half dozen more times.
That's very cool, man. That's very, very cool. Well, I'll tell you this, Jason. I can say this with authority. Hulk, before he passed away, was rooting for me versus Jack. I just want you to know that.
I don't think so. And to be clear, I'm an afternoon show foxhole guy. I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John is well, but you know, I gotta say, I you know, in fairness, I bought Jack's book, and Joe, I told you, I pre-ordered your book.
Thank you.
But I think it's, you know, if I were not a Foxhole guy for the afternoon show, I would ask why Jack is making his co-hosts buy the book while you're giving your book away.
That's a good question. I'll just let you know, I had to buy Jack's book as his, you know, podcast co-host. No free books is what I was told. So I'm just saying.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean,
I will not comment on the record on that one, Jason. I can't. You know. But Jason, it's an intriguing question, sir.
I was happy to buy Jack's book. I'll put that.
I was happy to buy it. I got it yesterday, actually. All right, Jason, good call, buddy. Keep the calls coming to us when you can. We appreciate it. By the way, when you call in, anyone and everyone, the rest of the show, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles public practice, which is happening on Sunday, August 10th. It's the only public practice this year. I mean, other than the ones at the Link, at the NovaCare that are, like, public to sponsors and stuff. You know, like, this is the only one that's really, really, really open. But you got to have tickets, and it's on August 10th. It's at the Link, and it's your chance to see the squad, or at least remnants of the squad that won the bowl this past year. Here's how we give away the tickets today. So first off, it's a happy day because, John, it's a happy Gilmore day, man. Happy Gilmore is back after 20, not quite 30 years, I don't think.
I think 20, it is. No, I think it was a 90s movie. Or not quite 30.
Well, yeah, but I think it was late 90s.
Oh, it was 98,
97. Late 90s. Yeah, it's probably like 27, 28 years. Yeah.
So if you don't know, Happy Gilmore is back today, which also means Shooter McGavin is back today. And Shooter McGavin's one of the great antagonists of all time. If you don't know antagonists, yeah, kind of.
Well, how
like
do you
the,
put that? The great antagonist. I hated him so much.
Oh, he might
but
be the best.
Right. He was a great antagonist.
So the thorn in the side of the protagonist, like the
just
good.
Drove me nuts.
The guy you're rooting for. By the way, sometimes the protagonist isn't a good guy, for what it's worth. Like Tony Soprano was kind of the protagonist, but he's a criminal and a murderer.
Morally gray.
Morally. Black.
They call him an anti-hero, as they say. Yeah.
So here's the deal. We're going to have some fun because the Happy Gilmore Shooter McGavin relationship for 2 hours on the screen was phenomenal to watch. You know, close to 30 years ago, it was a great relationship between protagonist and antagonist. Today we ask you 215-592-9494. Give us a great answer for the most entertaining, perhaps interesting, fascinating, but I think more than anything, entertaining. I mean, we go to a movie. You want to be entertained. Give us a great answer for an entertaining relationship between the protagonist, the main guy, and the antagonist, the thorn in the side. By the way, it don't have to be a sports movie. I mean, like, I'll tell you this. Like, I think Luke and Darth Vader, frankly, not. It was interesting, but I never loved the. Like, it was interesting, but I wouldn't call it as entertaining. Like, Rocky and Apollo, that was bonkers. I mean, Rocky and Apollo, like, Apollo brings him up to the screen. He's on the TV around Thanksgiving, and he chooses him to fight. He's the Italian Stallion. That whole thing was awesome. I mean, the way Rock's in the ring, and Apollo's coming into the ring, and Rocky won. He's got the George Washington thing going. Like, that was theater, man. Give us a great answer for a great relationship that's fascinating and entertaining, protagonist, antagonist. Whoever provides the best answer wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles practice. Richie, what do you think?
I love watching these guys. They're the same guy. It's Mike Myers. Mm. It's Dr. Evil.
And good answer.
Austin Powers.
Sure.
That's a good answer.
That is a good
pretty
answer.
Funny.
It's very funny. Seltzer, give me a great, really fun relationship for the audience today.
Should I take a haymaker? There's so many good answers. I have a non-haymaker and a haymaker. I'm going to let you choose.
Non-haymaker.
Okay, then I'll go with Dan Gallagher and Alex Forrest in Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah. Holy mackerel. Yeah, they got it on until they did not get
buddy.
It on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction, 1984, wow. I believe.
Did you have to look up
87,
the names, Jimmy?
87.
Was it?
Yeah. No, I looked up his name. I knew her name was Alex Forrest. I didn't know what I didn't know what Michael Douglas's name was. I knew Alex Forrest, a famous character.
What a movie that was. And again, this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. There's a lot of ways to go with it. I mean, you could even go Tony Soprano and Phil Leotardo at the end of season 7 or 6, whatever the hell it was. And by the way, they're both bad guys. But that was great. I mean, coming down the stretch of Sopranos, oh my God, Tony and Phil Leotardo, that was awesome. Devin, and they're both bad guys. Devin, what do you got?
This is going to surprise no one, but I'm going with Harry Potter and Voldemort would not exist without one another. So.
Oh, my Lord. You do like your Potter.
That's awesome.
Do.
You really
do.
What,
but
everyone?
It's a good answer, but Joe, you wouldn't know because I don't think you – have you ever seen
Harry
Potter?
I have seen it. I've seen it.
But do you,
all.
Like, remember?
Not much.
Did I ever tell you guys I remember so verbatim holding the second-to-last book in the series, and it was hardback.
The Half-Blood
because
Prince.
Had just come out. Yeah, I think it was – yeah, the Half-Blood Prince. While at training camp as an Eagle,
awesome,
in the room with Brian Westbrook and Karell Buchalter as we were watching Terrell Owens doing sit-ups in the driveway.
No way!
I was holding Harry Potter to my chest.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. That really is.
My camp book that year.
That's great, man. I don't know if that's as unbelievable as what Jack Lake and Spike keep yapping about me. You know, they doubt everything about my injury. They doubt that they doubt I had an injection.
It's just hard to
I had an injection. I don't know what to tell you.
They're making up this alternate world
that
does not exist.
Well, let's listen to something Spike said yesterday because he keeps saying this nonsense.
He gets embarrassed, and his reaction is to do two things, Ike. The first thing is to say that he's injured, which, by the way, is a setup for him to win tennis and then quit and say that he won. That's what's happening here. So by the way, he's so injured that he's been practicing tennis and playing in golf tournaments.
Right.
So the injury thing is a lie.
I'm playing through it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many times I have to say this. By the way, because, John, you know, every day I say I'm playing through, and every day they double down after our show with the same nonsense. We have a second poll question today. Second poll question. Are members of the – and I say the answer to this is yes. Are members of the afternoon show out of line to publicly say that I am lying about getting an injection in my groin? I mean, Devin, do you believe – okay, you don't think I'm going to win. That's fine. You're not rooting for me. That's not exactly fine, but it is what it is. But would you acknowledge that you believe me that I got an injection in my groin?
I would believe you, yes.
Thank you.
Because you're made of glass. So.
Well, that's it.
Not aligned properly.
I mean, these guys,
that.
Man,
throw
they're killing me. By the way.
You could have just said, oh, I hurt myself. You're telling the world I got a huge needle stuck in my groin.
Yeah, that's a lot of detail.
People are like super psyched to tell the world.
Correct.
That.
Correct.
Maybe they just have a problem with the fact that you're setting it up like, hey, if I do lose, here's why.
Well, they are worried about that, and that's not something they got to worry about, but I know they are concerned about it. The other thing I'll say is, the video.
But that is something that
they're talking about.
Will be perceived.
You know, look, if they said it's a setup, like that part I don't have an issue with. Like them, like that's fine. You're playing through whatever. It's the point where they keep saying you're not injured. That's the big issue because that they're calling you a liar.
By the way, James, yesterday when the video of Jack's meltdown finally got out, quite a number of people turned against moi.
Ooh.
I mean, people are saying that I came off as a jerk in the video because I'm counting the strokes.
Because you're sitting there like,
so I'm going to be honest, even my mom has been so into this. Shout out, Robin. Yeah. And
hello, Robin.
She literally texted me yesterday afternoon, was like, after watching that video, I'm rooting for Jack. Because she's gotten really into golf, and she's like, I couldn't believe Joe was just constantly nagging him. I admittedly still need to go back and watch.
I thought it was smart. Oh, Devin, come on, man. What are you doing? It's the best video of all time. I actually thought it was smart. I thought it was the exact thing you should have done in that situation. You were playing into Jack melting down.
Well, there were two different issues. One is that perception, whether true or not, whether that was an advantage to me to be a needler. But here, I'm being honest. The biggest reason was because you got to remember, guys, when we're out there, it's just a few of us. We don't have Jim Nantz. We don't have, PGA scorekeepers. You know, we don't have spotters for the ball. Like, it's just us. And if you notice at the very beginning of that video, at one point, Jack takes a full swing, misses the ball, and doesn't say to us, hey, guys, I missed the ball. That counts as a stroke. I have to jump in to say, was that a swing? And he's, yes. So my point is, that was the 10th hole, Devin. There were a number of times up until that point where they misidentified. Like, I'll give you an example. We were around hole 4 or 5. And anyone that knows golf knows when you're line 3, it means you've taken 3 shots so far.
Yeah.
And you can say you're shooting 4. Your next shot, you're shooting 4. You're line 3, you're shooting 4. Well, Ike, who knows golf and is a golfer, did not understand that. We were like 5 holes before that. He kept saying, line 3, shooting 3. I'm like, Ike, Jack is line 3, shooting 4. You can be line 4, shooting 5. You can't be line 5, shooting 5. So, like, they had terminology wrong. So part of and so, Devin, what your mom saw was the 10th hole. Uh-huh. I was drilling down because it's like, guys, like, this is it. Let's make sure we don't screw up the count. And I know based on holes 1 through 9, I was within my right to make sure. Let's make sure we got it right. So just so you know, for everyone out there who thought I was being a jerk.
She's probably listening.
I was just trying to make sure we were keeping score properly.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Robin, text me. Let me know if you believe
it. Yeah, we need the Robin update here.
Oh, my Lord. All right, up ahead, the Goddard thing about Jalen Hurts in the offseason. We'll get to that and much more. Front board got it today. And give us a really entertaining dynamic between the main character in a movie or a show and the person that's just kind of the thorn in the side. There are so many great relationships through the years. Which one stands out to you the most? 215-592-9494 from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Summer's heating up, and soon it will be football season. So if you're thinking about getting engaged, now's the perfect time to visit Cozy Jewelers. I stopped by their store recently and had an amazing experience with Paul Cozy. He walked me through their stunning engagement rings, their custom in-house process, and the passion that drives this incredible family-owned business. So whether you're planning a beach proposal or getting ready for your own big moment, don't forget the 5th C. That's cut, color, clarity, carrot, and of course, Cozy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.